الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك، فانظر ماذا ترى. قال: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. وقال الله تعالى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها، ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، أو كما صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We are blessed with this very very great auspicious times, as it comes in the hadith, لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ, that there are those winds of Allah which blow, and not the cool breeze that we feel sometimes, but those winds which give you the tawfiq of getting closer to Allah, of recognizing Allah, of the desire to do more ibadat of Allah, to stay away from sin, to become righteous and pious. There are those occasions when these winds blow. And when they blow, فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا, then present yourself for them. Accept those winds, turn towards Allah Ta'ala. It's a great da'wat, invitation from Allah. Forget your own personal desire, your own obstinacy, stubbornness, all your determination on sin. Forget that. Just turn to Allah. Allah is sending that beautiful wind. And these are amongst those times. The 10 days of Zulhijjah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, that the time of Fajr, and this means every day, the morning, the Fajr time, what a glorious time. When the sun rises, the sun announces itself that this day will never come back in your life again. Whatever good you can do, do the good today. So we should appreciate every day that we get. When the sun rises, two angels, farishtas, announce, O doer of good, go forward and do your good. That whatever you have in your heart to do some good, don't be lazy, don't procrastinate, go and do it. And O doer of evil, desist, stop, go back, don't do your harm, don't destroy yourself. Allah Ta'ala says many places in the Quran Sharif, those who wrong themselves. When we commit gunas, we are not wronging anyone. We cannot harm Allah. All the gunas of ours together does not harm Allah Ta'ala. We are just harming ourselves. And in fact, when we are harming somebody, we think, whatever we are doing wrong, we steal money from him, we insult him, whatever wrong we do, we are actually wronging ourselves. The more harm we are doing is to ourselves than what we are doing to that person. So, O doer of wrong, resist, go back, don't do the wrong that you are thinking of doing. Two angels announce every day when the sun rises, Oh Allah, the one who gives in your path, increase in him. Give him barakah in all. And the one who hoards and keeps his money back, oh Allah, you destroy his wealth. We are thinking, we are looking, we are protecting it, we are not spending, but the dua of the malaika, that oh Allah, destroy his wealth. And this particularly refers to what is our farz that we have to spend, like zakat, spending on our family, what the farz of that is. And more than that, we spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, how much Allah Ta'ala gives. So that is our whole life. Allah gave us our lives. Allah says, كُنْتُ كَنْزًا مَخْفِيًا فَأَحْبَبْتُ عَنْ عُرَفٍ فَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. I was a hidden treasure. Nobody knew me. I wanted to be recognized who I am. So I created the creation. So our object of coming in this world is to recognize Allah, to find or to realize the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Not just by word, not somewhere at the back of our mind, but right in the forefront. More than we realize the existence of the world that we see around us, the existence of Allah must be more there. And that we realize the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, that Allah is wahdahu la sharik. In all his everything, is wahdahu la sharik. We are sitting here with so many ni'mats, we are drowning in the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. They are all from Allah, alone from Allah. We haven't given it to ourselves. Nobody else gave it. Allah made the means of some people, of some things that come. But the giver is wahdahu la sharik. To recognize this oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the great power of Allah Ta'ala, that we have to realize this. So Allah created us for that. Allah didn't create us to waste our time in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala didn't create us to pass our time. Allah Ta'ala didn't create us to fulfill our desires, our lust, our desires. And our desires didn't create us. Our desires are not our God. They don't give us what we want. It is wahdahu la sharik. So they have definite purpose. So our whole lives are like that. And our lives are extremely short. 60, 70 years. If a person, any great, great alim who devoted his whole life to ilm, if you ask him, he will say, I hardly got the tip of the iceberg of knowledge. And I wish I had more time. Ulum and knowledge, there is no end to it. It is a sea that has got no shore. The marifat of Allah, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, is a sea that has got no shore. And the more you go into it, the more Allah gives you. One alim giving a bayan, he says, now I will dive into the sea and present to you the gems of the sea. So how much we go into Quran and Hadith and the great words of wisdom of our elders and buzurg, so much we will find these gems and we will benefit. And whatever a person gets, he benefits the most. It is not everything he can express also. And nobody can express his inner feelings also. So what Allah gives you, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. What position and what Allah gives you, you can't express it and tell other people also. It is something which Allah has given you. How much Allah gives tawfiq, a person expresses it. How many great, great buzurgs, they feel pity that I wish I could give you what was inside me. But what Allah gives to a person, that is for him. And nobody else will know. Not his wife will know, not the husband will know, not another buzurg will know. What Allah gives each one, Allah, that is from us. So how much we will endeavor, so much Allah will open on everyone. And how much Allah opens, that enjoyment a person will get. And then one of the signs of this is that he will start enjoying the masjid, the house of Allah. He will come to the house and you will get pleasure. And this is such also that when a person walks in the masjid, he will feel that happiness. I'm now in the house of Allah. He'll see people making namaz and it will give him joy. People making tilawat, somebody making dua, somebody in sajda, somebody in ruku, this will give him great pleasure. And if he happens to even out of necessity, to go a place which is not desired, like a shopping mall. For necessity, if he has to go, he will feel immediately that this is not where I'm supposed to be. But because of necessity, he'll just do his work and try and get out from there. Not that how today, unfortunately, masjid we go last minute, we don't find any enjoyment. And immediately namaz is finished. How many times no sunnahs also? Nafils are out of the question. And we just want to get out of the masjid. But the shopping mall, what we don't need also, we'll go and browse around. And we'll check on this also, and check on that also. And we don't feel anything. We are all human beings. You are even animals, even non-Muslims, all. If it is, like now, if it was a very cold day, and there was no heating system, we all will shiver, we all will feel it. If it is a very hot day, and there is no cooling system, we all will feel the heat. But when it comes to imaniyat, we don't feel anything. We come to the masjid, we don't feel happy. We go to a shopping mall, in fact, intentionally, we go to places of haram, and we don't feel anything. Our iman is dead. What is the condition of our iman? If a person, if his nervous system, something is gone wrong, like a person who is an acute diabetic, he doesn't feel pain also. He gets a heart attack, even a severe, and he doesn't even know he got a heart attack. Just like that, we are also suffering acute deadness of the heart, of iman, that we don't feel anything. If we see our children doing something haram, in fact, we will praise them sometimes on the wrong that they are doing. And when they are dressed nicely, we also think, why are they dressing now? Why are they becoming like a big Sufi sub from now already? So Allah Ta'ala, the more we go in, and Allah is there for everyone. And a person goes a little bit, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. We just make a little effort, Allah comes in huge, Allah comes leaps and bounds towards us. And a person wants to find Allah, and the love of Allah, Allah won't deprive that person. Allah will give it to that person. If we are sincere, and we go, and that is the object of Allah, reward our mashayikh for this wonderful system of these majalis, talking of this, and the great, what we have inherited from them, the beautiful ash'ar that we heard, all the sayings and the words of our buzurgs, our elders, they guide us along in this path. So these are those days. Then comes the day that the Ashur-e-Hurum, from the time of Rajab, which was 4 or 5 months ago, what day Allah Ta'ala intensified those winds that are blowing. It is the month of Ashur-e-Hurum, and the sacred month, and the great value in these months. Then came the month of Sha'ban, with the night of the 15th night of Sha'ban, a great, great night, a great month. Then came the great and honorable, the greatest month of the year, Ramadan. But if it was not Ramadan for us, if it was April for us, then we didn't know what was Ramadan. But if we knew what is Ramadan, then it was different completely. If we knew what the first 10 days and nights are, the first Ashra of Ramadan, the second Ashra, and then the last Ashra. And then Laylatul Qadr in there. And then the Laylatul Jaiza, the night of prize giving. The night of giving rewards. And the night of Eid. And the morning of Eid again. What occasion and opportunities. Then with Shawwal and the 6 rozas of Shawwal. We just keep that 6 rozas and we get the sawab of the whole year's rozas. A person who kept his Ramadan rozas, 6 rozas of Shawwal, it is as though he kept roza the whole year. Then start the other 3 consecutive months of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, Zulqada, which we have finished now, and we have started with Zulhijjah now. Today is the 3rd already of Zulhijjah. And these 10 days then, which are the greatest days in the year, there are no days greater than these 10 days. The greatest nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest night in the year is Laylatul Qadr. The greatest day is the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat. And what a day that is, which will be for us, except Saturday, this coming Saturday, that will be a great day. the day when the Hujjaj are all gathered in Arafat, and Allah becomes extremely happy. Shaitan is the most remorseful, most his sorrow, and he feels the worst on the day of Arafat. He throws sand on his head, on how many people, millions of people. I made so much effort to let them make what gunas. Yeah, today they have come in Arafat and they are forgiven. And that time of Arafat is the night before Arafat, the day of Arafat, the night that follows the day of Arafat. During that time, a person who is just even 1 second, even unconscious, even he's disorientated, he's in a coma, and he's there in Arafat, his Hajj is also made. Al-Hajj al-Arafah, that is all the completion and perfection and beauty of Hajj. Other things can be done with the giving them, etc., all the different things. But Arafat is Hajj. And you see, Allah has made everything, the greatest things what Allah loves the most, He made it the most easiest. So Hajj really is just to be present there in Arafat during that roughly 36 hours. And a person's Hajj is made and he's forgiven. On that day Allah gives emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, freedom, all sins forgiven, and your record of deeds completely cleared of all your gunas of the past. Whatever good you did will remain. All your gunas are cleared. You are born you are on that day like a newborn baby, no guna whatsoever. So that day of Arafat, then these 10 days of Zulhijjah, every day's roza equals to 1 year's roza. So if Allah gives tawfiq, not for us, but Allah gives tawfiq, we keep the 9 rozas, like 9 years we kept roza. And the 9th addition, more than that, added to that, 1 year's past gunas are forgiven. 1 coming year's gunas are forgiven. Every night ibadat, this which we are going through, is the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Every night. And if a person makes his fajr and isha with jamaat, he gets the sawab of the whole night's ibadat. It is mentioned, a person who makes his isha with jamaat, any time of the year, he gets the sawab of a hajj, nafal hajj. And a person who makes his fajr with jamaat, he gets the sawab of an umrah. How much is in there? And we make these our namazes, and all our namazes, particularly to get the whole night's ibadah, fajr and isha with jamaat. And additional precaution, and additional ihtimam, now time we should take that we make our namazes during these days, especially all the time with takbir-e-ula. Try and make it for the first class. Try and make our full namazes, quantity also. Isha full 17. But try and do all this properly. Quality also we try and improve. The outward postures of namaz we do correctly. Inside our concentration. And one thing that can spur us on to concentrate in namaz is that Allah has called me. I didn't come myself. Allah brought me to His house, the greatest house. Every house, the most beloved places on the surface of the earth are the houses of Allah. And Allah brought me to the most beloved place. If I was a person, I was in my shop. I was in a shopping mall. I got my shop there. I went shopping there. But namaz time, I went to the masjid. Allah took me out of the places He hates the most. And He brought me into the place that He loves the most. And then when we are in namaz, then Allah's full attention is to us. Allah's full attention is to everyone. And at all times. But in namaz, even more. And if we just think this, that Allah is giving me His full attention, and I'm giving no attention to Allah. Or even if I'm just giving 20%, 5%, how bad am I? Allah, Rabbul Alameen, Arhamur Rahimeen, is giving me His full attention. And I'm giving no attention to Allah. I don't think about Allah. I don't think that I'm in the presence of Allah. That is what our takbir when we start, Allahu Akbar. And then our qiyam. And then when we make ruku, we bow in front of Allah. And the closest a person is to Allah is in sajda. There even more we should be thinking of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So make our namazes properly with the outward postures, inside concentration, And the more we will do, as I mentioned, it is up to every individual. We don't have to be an alim. How many people? In fact, one person just phoned me, what we call an ordinary person, mashallah, very wealthy person, very big business. He asked me a question, but it opened so much up for me. And now I want to share that with everyone. He says he heard in a bayan that if a person, he heard that we make our two nafas after Isha namaz, we get the sawab of tahajjud namaz. We make four, which we should try and do four nafas, we get the sawab of tahajjud. So he said, I heard in a bayan that if a person reads the three quls in that namaz, he will get the whole Quran Sharif sawab. So he asked me, is this correct? And it made me think about it. Then I said, yes, definitely for three quls, you get the whole Quran Sharif sawab. So if in our nafals there, we read the three quls in every rakat, we get the whole Quran Sharif sawab. So how much can't we score? Really on the day of Qiyamah, in the Qabr when we will go, many people, as we reach our old age, we realize, where did I waste my time? It can be an old lady who is now a bit sickly, bedridden, an old man. And at that time, you start thinking also of your whole life. What did I do? Where did I? And a person, as Allah opens to a person, the more we will go into deen, the more we... And I wasted my youth. I wasted the prime of my life. How could I have been so stupid? Fortunate are those who realize it before maut comes. Even if a person is bedridden, he can't make namaz anymore, he's paralyzed or whatever, but at least the sorrow in his heart, in that way he can come closer to Allah Ta'ala. So these opportunities Allah has given. So these are wonderful days. The 9th of Zulhijjah, what to say? Then comes the Qurbani. What a great, great, great ibadah. And this also, as we go and we try, Allah Ta'ala opens more and more. Qurbani, we realize then, it's not just a matter of getting the animal, not a matter of tending and looking after the animal, not just a matter of slaughtering and getting ourselves involved, but Qurbani and the whole of deen, every ayat of the Quran Sharif, as Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Rahmatullah Ali has written about Surah Kahf, it is a battle of materialism and spiritualism. About dundeen and dunya, about akhirat and dunya, about the creator Allah and the creation, whatever the creation, human beings, or whatever, big businesses, whatever the creation, this is a battle. This Qurbani is also the same. And we study the history of it, we see how clearly, and that spirit has to come. Allah doesn't want the blood. Allah doesn't want the meat. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That spirit of Qurbani, that taqwa. Qurbani is from the word Qurban, which we use in Gujarati. In English also we use the word Qurbani. In Urdu also. This is on the scale of Qur'an. And this Eid, the ulama have written that whatever a person sacrifices to get the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, like we will sacrifice the animals in the days of before, like Habil and Qabil, one brother sacrificed an animal, one has sacrificed the produce of his land, the wheat, whatever it was, that he presents as a, in the name of Allah you sacrifice it, that is called Qurban. And we call it Qurbani. It's the same thing. Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullah alayh, in Ahkamul Quran writes that everything, not only a sacrifice, whatever a person does to gain the closeness of Allah is also called Qurban. That is, so whatever we do, particularly now, the animals we will be sacrificing, that is called Qurbani, to get the closeness. And this started from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time. And the highlight and the actual what we are doing Qurbani, the Sahaba asked Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ma hazihil adahi ya Rasulullah? What is this Qurbani? Sunnat of Abikum Ibrahim. It is the sunnat of the way of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam was born in the house, or not of an idol worshipper, but idol maker. Azar was the one who used to make idols. And what a Nabi. And he was born there. From there we learn a great lesson. Never ever draw back and feel that I didn't have opportunity. If Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam should think that I was born in an idol worshipper's house, idol maker's house, so where am I going to get closeness to Allah? But where he reached? So if we don't say that my parents didn't make me a hafiz, they didn't make me an alim, so now I don't know anything. No, whatever a person, when you hear stories of people in the dunya sense, from rags to riches, a person who was a nothing, a person who lived in a squatter camp, and where he made it. So in the same way in deen, never fear to have this unnecessary and stupid and shaitani drawback that I did not have an opportunity. Look at Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where was he born and where he went? Allahu Akbar. Our deen is based on the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What a deen. So anyway, when he saw all this, and he again, for us all, get into deen, get into ilm, get into Quran Sharif, and then see how Allah will open. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam used this faculty which Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عَيْذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا. I'm giving you one advice. Like a person gives a lot of advice, and he says, this one special advice. إِنِّي عَيْذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادًا. That if you get together alone also, in your groups, when we get social occasions, we get together. Other times we get together, on your own also. أَنْتَ تَفَكَّرُوا. Ponder a bit. Don't just go what people are saying. Don't just go with outward things. We get so fooled with outward things. What people are saying, how people are big liars, how they speak and what they do from behind. My sister, she lived in a farm between Bronkhorstspruit and Groblersdal. They're in the Bundus. No life like around them. On one day, a couple, Muslim couple, pitched up at their house, at the shop, their small little shop, farm shop, and then dressed also fully Islamically. Be very careful, shaitan comes in full sunnat garb also. And properly, the wife also, the husband, they came, they want to make namaz, gave them place for namaz, talking so much about deen. Eating time, now we have to first do ta'aleem, then we can eat. Everything they do, and then finally, they swindle them with what today's value between 200 and 400,000 rand. And they only store, they swindle them with this money. Today people come with beautiful garbs, with beautiful language, and they swindle your deen. They take you out, or they take your iman away. And this is so common, and we are all good people. And even ulama are beguiled and taken away. And they take us out and we don't even realize it. And we in fact pay them for it. And we praise them for it to send us to Jahannam. That is, so a person mustn't just be fooled with the outward things. He must come, he must think about anta tafakkaru. Everyone in Makkah Sharif was talking, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a liar, na'uzu billah. He is an imposter, na'uzu billah. He is majnoon, he is tahir. Allah says, think for yourself. Particularly this ayat is revealed for this, that Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam was born in you people. You saw his childhood, you saw his youth, you saw his life, you saw his private life, you saw his public life. He married your woman in you, from your people. They saw his life. And how can you just go with the wind? And how can you just go with the flow and say what they are saying? Think, tatafakkaru. We don't think, unfortunately. If we think for stupid things. We think the wrong things even in namaz. If we just think the right things in namaz, see where that namaz will take us also. For everything, we are obsessed with the TV. The TV is our God. What it tells us, the media, the government, that we go by. We are not overtaken by Quran Sharif. What Quran Sharif has got to tell us. What hadith, no ta'aleem in our homes. We are all the time talking of ta'aleem, but no ta'aleem in our homes. Quran Sharif tilawat is a burden for us. To watch the TV, to be on our phone, that is our passion. That we have got full time, and that overtakes our thinking, and we can't think right. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salam, ya abati, la ta'budu shaitan, ya abati, how would love you, say, oh my father, oh my, but he just wouldn't listen. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam decided to break the idols, and then they found out who it was. It's Ibrahim, bring him to justice. And according to them, their justice. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam told them, these idols can't benefit, they can't harm you, they can't talk. You put food in front of them, they can't eat. The rats and mice eat it in front of them, and they can't stop them also. You put them on this side, they can't come back on their side. They are so useless. Where are you worshipping this idol? But this is another great lesson. When this veil comes over a person does all the wrong and he thinks I'm doing the right. And if the ones who are doing the right, he tells them they are doing the wrong. When that veil comes, Allah protect us. Particularly we must ask Allah Ta'ala, and in these days when we say we are very confused, all the differences in the ulama, the arguments they are having, we are confused. It's all that veil, which otherwise the path is clear. There is absolutely nothing. Who are telling us about deen and taking us to the pleasure of Allah? Who are telling us about dunya? Who are taking us to soccer stadiums? And who are taking us to iftari parties with people who haven't got roza? Whether it's a padri, whether it's a pandit, whether it is a rabbi, people who didn't keep roza and they having iftari party, and we also there. And that we say we need space to give them da'wat of Islam. And Islam gave you the whole life, not small space for da'wat of Islam. And even in there you don't give one da'wat of Islam. You are talking their language, and they are slaughtering the Palestinians, and we are shaking hands with them. Eh? And that we say is giving us a space to give da'wah. And we don't realize it. We think these people are great people. And what great words, just that little bit outward show of dressing, that outward flowery words they use, and we get lost in the whole thing. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then broke the idols. And the punishment, they burnt a fire. And a fire, sky kissing flames that were rise. Birds that used to fly over should get roasted. And they catapulted, they themselves couldn't go near. They catapulted Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he landed, when he was about to be there, Jibreel alayhi salam took pity on him. And he came to, with the permission of Allah, he came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Should I help you here? I will save you from this. He says you have come by the permission of Allah also. But does Allah know my condition? Yes, Allah knows your condition. And I've sacrificed for the ikhlas of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is darbul mathal. It is proverbial. Nobody can bring that ikhlas which Ibrahim, when Allah knows my condition and I did all this for his sake, then imma ilayk fala, I don't need your help also. And at that last moment, here's another great lesson for us. We want to see the road is open before we step out of our house. Allah says, you step out, and then Allah will open. You make your himmat. You go forward. It's a very, it's a rainy night and stormy night. How am I going to make it for Fajr? My car, somebody took the keys and it's not there. And how am I going to get there? You make the himmat, you come out. Allah will make the arrangement for you. But we want the car must come right to our bedroom. And then we just jump into the car. No, you make your little effort. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was about to reach in the fire, at that specific moment, Allah made it a garden. And a garden not only for him, they saw it all. Namrud, the king of the time, his father Azar, all saw it's a garden. And 40 days he stayed in that garden. Around him, the garden was there. The fire was burning around there. But he was, and another lesson, the same lesson we learned, that we see the miracles also, but when there's a veil, it doesn't make sense. No matter who explains to us, we that veil is put such a way. And this is, في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم. When we do wrong, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, those people who got the sickness of kufr in their heart, slightly, little bit, but their sickness, then Allah Ta'ala makes it that you don't understand the haqq. The haqq becomes batil to you, which comes in the hadith clearly. People will see the truth as falsehood. The falsehood, Allah says,
people.
Allah make us of those who see the truth as truth. This is when we endeavor and try and go to Allah Ta'ala. But when we want to please people, and we want the happiness of the people, and we want peace in the world, we don't worry, we don't even think whether we have got peace with Allah. And whether Allah is upset with us, and Allah has declared war on us. People who are involved in interest, Allah has declared war. But I'm saying I'm driving my luxurious 4x4. Hey, whereas Allah has declared war on you. I'm living in my big mansion with all the amenities and all the facilities, but Allah has declared war. He has put that parda, and at the time of mort, then the fisherman plays with his fish, but when he pulls it out, then everything will happen. The fish will be cut in pieces. Masala will be put. It will be fried in the sizzling hot oil. Its insides will be given to the cats and dogs. Then we will realize. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for 40 days they saw him there. But that parda, they didn't get hidayah. And then they came to some agreement. They saw he's the man of Allah. Allah's help is with him. And we can't execute him. And he saw he couldn't stay. Yeah, he made hijrat. Inni muhajirun fi sabilillah. Inni muhajirun ila rabbi. I'm going now to my Allah. He left Iraq, and which is in Turkey today, that part, Urfa, where all this happened. From there he went away to Canaan, which was part of Palestine, which is now what we call Palestine, and that area. He went to that area. And there he went now, and what a sacrifice, if also we can learn. Today we feel, it's my bosom friend, my brother, my father, my uncle, or whoever it is, leave everyone when it is for Allah. Allah says, لا تتخذوا أباكم وأبناءكم إخوانكم وأباكم أولياء من دون الله. Don't take your brothers, your father, anyone friends besides Allah. لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم. Don't make my enemies and your enemies, don't take them as your... Or Quran is full with this, how many places. So he left everyone. His parents he left, his family, his extended family, his place of birth, everything he left. He went to the fertile land of Sham, Allah took him. Alladhi barakna hawlahu, barakat there was, barakat hi barakat. All four sides, lush, green place. He stayed there. Allah commanded him, now go with your wife to Makkah Sharif. The barren lands of Makkah, the hot, hot desert wind that will blow there. The death-giving desert of Mecca, go there.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him now, he was walking along with him, this is whatever he hated. Same thing, because the desert, where nothing shrub grew, where Paul says, where fear was afraid of to be his foot in death. Fear was frightened to go there. Such a place they were living. No shrubs, no animals, no human beings around there. For miles and miles nowhere. Ibrahim alayhi salam was talking, Allah gave them a command, go back to Sham now. And from there he started going. He's not even telling his wife. Well, he's not even looking at her. And she sees her husband is going away, where is he going? And she shouts out, in the end of the earth, where are you going to? He doesn't look back also, he just carrying on. She knew Ibrahim alayhi salam. He just lives by the command of Allah. It's impossible he never leave us without the command of Allah. He Allah has the command of him. And he asked him, that command of you? He said, it on. He says, yes, Allah. He says, he has done it for you. Then Allah will tell us this story by a young woman, a woman, elderly woman, not young, old woman there with a little child, and no support whatsoever. No provision whatsoever, but Allah's command. These are the lessons we have learned from this Quran. That we must look at the commands of Allah Ta'ala. If life is safe, we look at our own provision, but give preference to the command of Allah. We cannot be like Ibrahim or Israel. But keep that is our ambition and our goal. Our goal is not birthday. Our goal is not the Surya's people. Not some soccer, not some Paramsa. Our goal is Ibrahim alayhi salam. Our goal is Muhammad Rasulullah. Wherever we can reach, we try to reach there. So he carries on. And then now he leaves his wife and he leaves his son there. And we are living in a state which is promising death, the present in the heart, which promises death to you, and you go into the last green land of Palestine and then Qatar. How guilty you would be, that is the command of Allah. Then at the age of 99, he comes there again. And now Allah is with the command, slaughter your son now. India Rafi Manam, and we have Shahuka, Fasbuk Mada Tara. Oh my God, what do you say about the commander? Yeah, what is that? Oh, a young boy of about 13 or so, about 13 years or so. He says to his father, yeah, I do not do too much. But Allah has commanded you, you do that. Now he goes to great slaughter his son. He goes out to the Rasbah, which is in Mina. And then before Shaitan comes to the mother and tells the mother, raise your son. He's gone with the father, they've gone over to Firewood, to go far around the village here. He says, no, he's going to slaughter him. You ever saw a father slaughtering his son? He says, he's the command of Allah. If he's the command of Allah, he must be. Shaitan was completely humiliated. He goes to his side, you know where your father is taking you. He's taking me to break that fire. No, he's taking me to slaughter you. And if you never saw a father slaughtering a son, he says he's the commander. If he's the commander of Allah, he must be coming. He couldn't do anything. He comes to me now. And he comes to the Jonathan Akbar, which he has today. And there Shaitan blocks the way. Felicia was going to drive me now, says just 70 or 7 stones. And how small those stones are. So we don't, we all know, we want to use huge machine guns and big bulldozers. We don't have to. And me and that lady just for 7 small stones rid of Shaitan. We came to 3 places in the Jamalaka. And all 3 places we had just taken small stones and turned it. So what it means? It means that the Amir came to destroy the enemy of Allah. They came to small birds of Amir. And in a small beast, how small? And in that small beast, the small stone destroyed all those animals also. So Allah system, we trust in Allah. We don't need any machine gun, and we don't need anything of this world. We need our connection with Allah. We need connection with people. We don't need connection with anyone else. Anyway, then Ibrahim is going to shorten his son. He sharpens the knife. And the son lays down. The son says, oh my father, you have put a cover for me. And he absorbed me. Take off my putter before you absorbed me. My putter is the right knee. And after that, when you absorbed me, you made my putter, my cover. And he laid him down, and the knife is sharpened. And he ran with all his might and how much strength that he had got. He put it on the delicate throat of his child and his son, but the knife won't die. And he says that, oh man, they have put on a rock which has cut a rock also. And this delicate, the skin you are not cutting. He says, the knife says, but I listen to Khalil, Ibrahim al-Islam, you want me to cut on to Jalil and Allah. Allah has commanded me, don't cut. So we learn that things are investigated, but in itself any power. This is what Allah puts in. You take your action also, and then I say, repeating, that method you have no power whatsoever. So I'm glad you put the right investment in it. You open your shop, the door of your shop. Oh, shop, you can't do my duty. You have got no power. How many shops are restricted for the person? Three problems to your workers. It's a guy. If a guy was for the worker in the shop, there will be worker. And in every and everything, so these are all the lessons that we should take from there. Finally, when he was about to sort it out, and then, and that other, he hears from the heavens that, all Ibrahim, you have succeeded it. We just wanted to test you. We can take. And Allah Ta'ala just test us. Allah wants to see our intention. Allah doesn't want us to go into difficulty. Allah saved the life of Ismail and Islam and his hand on that wall. And then Allah Ta'ala gave you the scene of power. He started me and chased me. That we should have gone to Mina and there was a statue made of Ibrahim and Islam standing on the over his son, over the land, and sorting, and then we sent 31 to make Qurban. And the whole movement we made Qurban. those who translate and then make a start will join those people. We can meet to those people. You can even speak to them not Muslims directly. So make everyone join. Our women also join. Everyone has joined. So the Qurani is a great, great register which teaches us the great lesson that we do not know. The superior is making people happy. Just living and people who don't believe in Allah, atheists, and we follow their verdicts and their instructions we follow. And according to them, we make our ibadah according to them. And we don't listen to our yashara. This is a test to see, this is the Quran. That to test ourselves, and after a test, then a test is not just for the sake of the test. That they shouldn't pray, but I say it's finished. No, because now, there is no time to wake up. So Ustaz will write a remark in his report. You have to work hard in this practice. Now that is the solution. So this is the Quran, is also a great test in the last minute. And it is to build a spiritual, to build our connection with Allah, to come closer to Allah. And when we see, we pray, we are making Quran. We got better and better, we got big reservoirs of Zanda. And then we will take videos. So we are putting the meat into the Zanda. What is crazy about it that I gave up? Now we will take posters there. And we take, and we read the meaning of man and woman. Even if it is in the family, no observation of the commands of Allah. We just want to make everyone happy. And everyone is happy. Now, the command went to the farm. Oh, so many people talking with one another, making all with one another, who are making the all seeing how she's making a command. And then we are taking poses there, people there, everything with the same success. Whether we are on the side of Allah, or on the side of the people of this area. Whether we are on the left, we are worshipping, or whether we are going worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Whether we are obeying our desires, or whether we are obeying the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The Qurani is a test, and let's correct ourselves the following day. Make ourselves, we share the sovereign pain, because we test from Allah. Wherever we pray in it, we stop going to the Muslims, we stop others from going, now it's time to make Tawbah from it. And we realize, and they accept it, that this master couldn't do anything. All the sanitizing, all the social distancing, their professors now, they say the different field. Now they accept what the different field. And now they are so they accept it, that these things didn't help it anything. And here, unfortunately, people of Quran and Hadith, people of Ulama are dead. We also went with them. And we didn't go with what Allah Ta'ala said. And still we are listening to the time of mortal time and that protector. And then the rain is so thick over our head, and we don't know who to align ourselves with. We are not to align ourselves with. And we are going with the speaker, and we are sitting and having meetings with them. And meat is the thing, on a live record, it makes you come. The object is not the food, a heavy meat that anyone speaks. Somebody having meat with you start socializing. You're born to spirit, train to be spirit. And that's why we have to pronounce it. The food must also will only be eaten by the thing, by a pious person. So then you want with a pious person. Piety, and it's a piety party. A Buddha, a Kaabe, a Gunabe to separate him, then people definitely come to you. One day Imam Ta'awu Sahabatullah Ali, one person said to me, one person who had come to read, he said he wants to come to just read one ayah. He said, I won't get one word from my side. He said, take him out from there, immediately. He saw the people who said, why is he so hard? He just wants to read an ayah of the Quran to me. And he's promising not to add one word and he's taking off from you. When he took him off, he said, even a calf, even if he tells you the truth, that the Quran will be used to him. And a person who is on the truth, even if he tells of some dunya thing, goodness will come, he will show to him on the truth. That will come, but he won't understand it. And we think we are fools, we got the German protection, we stand brave whatsoever. Our Imam cannot break. Although we can never go to sleep. We already gone to sleep, and we say we can't go to sleep. And if we are found in that, and the tired of the Surrani, in the very great body, great message to the Surrani, that as the Surrani, we come with the matter of spending 3-4 hours a day, slaughtering the animal, having some pride, having some nice meal and that, and it's over, you should take this way. And you see whether we are mighty on the materialism, on the structure of the people, making people happy, or whether we are on deed, and whether we are going to another time. And then you are also free.
Amen.